Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I want to thank you so much for joining me today from all over the world, from Japan, from New Zealand, from London, from Oslo, Norway, and all of my wonderful listeners in Canada and the U.S. And my declaration over your life today is that the supernatural is coming into your life as you begin to expect and believe. Well, how are you doing? Have you had a wonderful week? I know that you have. Are you beginning to see miraculous changes in your life? Well, I have had a powerful week. It is summertime here in Atlanta, and for my international listeners, Atlanta is located in the southern part of the U.S., and it gets really hot here, and we just are enjoying this toasty, sunny weather, as I like to call it. Someone asked me if I lie out in the sun to get a tan, and I remarked, I have a permanent tan, and I don't have to do that. So we're very grateful here in Atlanta. Well, on yesterday, I was able to meet one of my coaching clients that I had never met. She flew in to Atlanta from Norway and was returning back to Norway, and she and I met for the first time. It was such a powerful spiritual experience. You know, after you have been talking to someone on the phone for almost 6 months, and then you finally meet, it was really wonderful. She cried, I cried, and we were very grateful for the progress that she has made in her life. So for that, I am really grateful. Well, today I have a life-changing show for you. I'm going to be talking about the supernatural, how to get the supernatural into your daily life. Do you know that God wants you to live a supernatural life in all areas of your life? Do you have a need for a divine intervention in certain areas of your life? I know that I do. Well, I want you to stay tuned as I have a couple of guests who are going to be sharing their supernatural experiences, and I'm going to be sharing with you about universal principles and specific actions that you can begin to take to get more of the supernatural into your life. But before we begin that, I want you to listen to a quick commercial about something exciting that we really have coming up on the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi there, this is Jules. Check out the next cruise to transformation sailing on the Gulf of Mexico out of Tampa, Florida on November 11th. We are gathering the most powerful energy healers and teachers to heal us emotionally and physically as we send intense loving energy to the water below us. Come aboard and discover your incredible healing powers. Go to loaradionetwork.com and look for the cruise page for more information. That's loaradionetwork.com.
Well, I want all of you to join me on that cruise, and we will be flying out of Tampa. You know, the last cruise was on the West Coast, and so I made a suggestion. Why don't we have something on the East Coast? So all of my East Coast listeners, New York, Washington, D.C., all of my people in the South can really have an opportunity to cruise to Cozumel, Mexico. You know, I want you all to really join me on the cruise. I have been to Cozumel before. I think it was about 3 years ago, And it is so beautiful there. I think out of all of the places in the world that I have traveled, that Cozumel has some of the most beautiful blue water that I've ever snorkeled in. So if you're ready to have fun and you want to meet people all over the world and you will be back home just in time for Thanksgiving, refreshed, then join me on this cruise. And you might be saying, Constance, I don't have the money. Well, this is a great time for you to put into practice all of the truths that you've been learning from my show. You know, God has unlimited supply, and all you have to do is believe, and the money will come to you. So go to loaradio.com, and if you have any specific questions, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I am really excited about today's show. I want you to listen very, very carefully because I am going to be talking about the supernatural and how to get more of the supernatural in your life on a daily basis. And then I have two special guests who are going to be sharing with you their experiences. Well, how can we bring more of the supernatural into our everyday lives? You know, I'm very prayerful about my show every week, and because I realize the impact that a show can have on a person's life. I get your emails all of the time. So as I was just meditating this week, I have been watching a show entitled It's Supernatural, and that is when I sort of got the little whisper or the little tug in my spirit to make this show today about the supernatural. I know in my own life there are so many areas where I really need the supernatural or a divine intervention or a move of God in my life. What about yours? So let's take a look at how does Webster or how does the dictionary define what supernatural is. I'm going to read this really slow, so listen. Of or relating to an order of existence beyond the visible, observable universe, especially of or relating to God or a spirit. So that means when we are dealing with the supernatural, it's in another realm and we cannot see it or we probably won't feel it. The second part is departing from what is unusual or normal, especially so as to appear to transcend the laws of nature. So that means that when the supernatural comes into your life, it will not be normal. It will not be usual. And many times it will transcend the natural laws that we experience on an everyday basis. And then the last part says that attributed to an invisible agent. And I would say that that would be God, angels, or other supernatural forces. So when we talk about the supernatural, we're talking about things that we cannot touch, see, feel, or even possibly experience with our five senses. It would transcend the normal everyday occurrences in your life. You know, we live on two planes simultaneously, the natural and the spiritual. You know, the natural, we can touch, see, feel, and experience things. But in the spiritual, that's in another realm. And to some people, it may sound a little spooky or scary, but really remember, it is a way that God can divinely intervene into your life to bring more healing. Do you need that? More abundance and insight into your life in a miraculous way. So let's take a look at some of the ways that we can begin to partner with God to bring supernatural occurrences into our lives. And then, as I said earlier, we're also going to hear from two other people to share about their supernatural experiences. And I want you to listen very, very carefully for that. Okay, as you know, there are universal laws that God has put into place that can bring miracles and the supernatural into our lives. There is the law of thinking, the law of supply, attraction, the laws of receiving, increase, the law of compensation, of forgiveness, and the law of success. And I do not have the time to cover them all tonight, but I'm going to cover a few on today's show. So let's take a look at one of the laws that can begin to bring the supernatural into our lives. And that law is the law of thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. That is a law. Thoughts become things. That is a law. Did you know that thoughts travel, I think they say, 930,000 times faster than the sound of your voice? No other force or power in the universe yet known is as great or as quick as your thinking. It is a scientific and spiritual truth that your thoughts really determine your beliefs. You know that, and your beliefs determine the miracles that come into your life. Your thoughts are an unlimited force, and they are inexhaustible. So that means if you dwell on thoughts of poverty or failure, those like conditions will be drawn into your life. However, if you will begin to think on abundance and wealth, God will begin to supernaturally bring those things into your life. The mind force is creating continually like fertile soil. You know, if you plant anything into the soil, it will bring up exactly what you planted into that soil. If you plant corn seeds, you're going to get corn. If you plant watermelon seeds, that's what you're going to get. So it causes both seeds of positive and negative thoughts to produce and grow. Your mind determines what is to be created. Think about that for a moment. That is so powerful that we can begin to bring the supernatural in our lives by what we think. Whatever you continually think on in your mind must grow. So when your thoughts are aimless or negative, you create for yourself more pain and confusion. I call it misdirected energy. So literally, if you change what you think, you will literally change your world. And so let me give you an example of that. I had a client, and she was just very distraught, and she didn't have any money. She was on disability because she had been in an accident, and she was at home. And she said, "Constance, there is just no way that money can get to me. What am I going to do?" She was fearful, she was scared, and she lived in a constant state of anxiety. I told her that change began from the inside out. And I had her to begin to meditate on the unlimitless supply of God. I had her to go on the internet and research about all of the information about the great wonders of the world. She researched the magnificent oceans and the mountains. And I had her to read the 23rd Psalms as many times as she could daily. So she began to say, "God loves me and has a million ways to get money to me. God loves me and has a million ways to get money to me." And she would think on that all day long. After about 7 days, things began to happen to her. Someone called and gave her money unexpectedly. Her employer found a way for her to do some work from home, and she was able to still keep her disability. And by her thinking, she actually invoked the supernatural into her life. Isn't that powerful? So the law of thinking is one way that you can begin to bring the supernatural in your life. Okay, your action step for the law of thinking would be, I want you to make a decision this week to organize your thoughts so that you can begin to think and believe for the best in your life. Begin to discipline and create clear, concise thoughts in a particular area. Let's just say it could be money or losing weight or attracting love into your life. Whatever that might be, begin to discipline and create clear thinking about that. Take 15 minutes in the morning and then 15 minutes during the evening and deliberately begin to think on how big God is. All of the abundance that's in the universe, and think on the unlimited supply of God and really what you want your life to begin to look like. Remember that when you change your thinking, you change your world, and you begin to bring in the supernatural intervention and power of spirit into your life. it's a law. So that's the first law that I'm talking about. Let's take a look at the second law, and then we're going to talk to one of the people and talk about their supernatural occurrence. This is the law of supply. There is a supply for every demand. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You know, we all have needs, or I would like to say we all have desires. We are all seeking good in some form. Some of you may want a different career position. You may want to fall in love. You may have a desire for a new home. We believe in an ever-increasing supply of good in our lives. And, you know, I believe that God put that desire on the inside of us, as God always wants us to expand and increase. We need to affirm and know that God is our supply or source. Repeat that after me. God is our supply or source. Think about that for a minute. If you just look to your job, your friends, or yourself, that is very limited. But when you begin to look to the unlimited, inexhaustible, unsurpassing supply of God, the supernatural will begin to appear in your life. So when you put a demand on the law of supply, miracles and the supernatural will begin to happen. So what is a demand? A demand is your faith. A demand is your belief. A demand is your persistence, or a demand is your consciousness of truth. Now, let me give you an example of what a consciousness of truth would be. A realization of the truth that God loves you, or a realization of the truth that all things are possible. So let's use money again, because money is one of the main questions that people ask me about manifesting in their lives. So if you need more money, what do you need to do? You need to put a demand on that supply. In other words, you need to begin to have a revelation of the truth that wealth is your divine heritage, and God wants you to live abundantly in all areas of your life. Begin observing or taking a look at the universe. Look at the beautiful sunset, the beautiful blue-green waters, the beautiful flowers. Whenever you are doing that, you are developing a consciousness of wealth. Remember this, that all poverty comes from a poverty conscience. And remember not to confuse money with supply. Money is but one, everybody say one of the numerous means of supply. So the way to use the law of supply is to, number one, meditate on and begin to realize in your spirit or consciousness that God or spirit or source loves you and has unlimited supply. And then realize that everywhere in the universe is the omnipotent principle of good. What does that mean? That means that good is everywhere. Good and God are interchangeable. And number three, learn how to tap the source of all supply by your faith and belief. Begin to put a demand on the goodness of God and watch the supernatural come into your life. Okay, your action step for the next 21 days in that particular supply and demand law is, for the next 21 days, put a demand with your belief and faith in a specific area or need in your life. Be specific and practice this exercise daily. Well, if you're just joining me, I am Constance Arnold, and I'm the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today we are talking about how can you begin to bring miracles into your life. And I think that I have one of my callers on the line. Stephanie, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me today. Share with our listeners your supernatural experience.
Wow. Well, it started at a week where I was already sensing the need to get still, and I didn't have any rational understanding about why I needed this, but I turned off the television, I turned off my cell phone. It was a week where my kids were in camp, and I had been feeling the need to get my office in order. I have a business, and my business, I wasn't seeing manifest yet what I was planting a seed for. And so my spirit was saying, get in order, start laying the infrastructure for success. So that was the mindset I was in. And I really can't tell you why it is I turned on iTunes radio that week. Like I said, I turned off all television, all radio, all cell phones, all contact, and I got quiet, and my spirit said, turn on iTunes radio. And I didn't know what I was looking for, but I found Law of Attraction Radio. And there you were, Constance Arnold of the Think Manifest. I just said, wow, this is what I was needing. And the show that was on was How to Bring Prosperity into Your Business. And I sat down. I was literally painting my desk because, again, I was building the infrastructure for success. And I had to literally sit down, paintbrush and all. I listened to the entire show. I felt, you know, sort of a quickening of spirit. I had goosebumps. All of my answers that I was searching for was coming forth from my computer. Well, I thought I had found something, that I had discovered something. So I called my business partner, and I said, oh, my goodness, there's this woman, and she lives in the same town that we do. Oh, my goodness, I've just discovered her. She's amazing. And I told her your name, and I said, her name is Constance Arnold. Well, my business partner said, oh, my goodness, I wonder if it's the same person. And I'm thinking, no, this can't be the same person because I just discovered her. And she says, this morning I just picked up a CD. And it's Constance Arnold CD. In fact, she's coming in right now. She's going to want to tell you that part of the story. And so I said, oh, my goodness. And she's picking up the line right now. She's going to fill you in.
Hello, listeners.
Hello. And, you know, that's such an interesting story. And, Sonia, I want you to tell your part of the story because we're talking about the supernatural. And truly, I wanted the two of you all to share because this is such a supernatural experience, and I wanted our listeners to know that they too can have those same kind of encounters. So, Sonia, what happened after she called you?
Well, after Stephanie called me and she started talking about this wonderful show she had just listened to, and she started describing the person, and I said, and she said your name. She said,
speak up a little bit louder, Sonia, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, after, okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you better now. Thank you.
Wonderful, because I definitely want to be heard. But actually, when Stephanie called me and she started talking about this wonderful show that she had heard, and she was saying, and the person that I heard, her name is Constance, and it sparked this thought in my head because earlier within that week, I was cleaning out my office, and I happened to run across your CD that I had purchased actually 2 years before when I was at a workshop that you had done for my school. And I was saying to myself, I need to listen to this CD again. So I sat it aside, and when she said your name, I was saying, I wonder if it's the same person. And she started describing you and describing what you had done. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I went and got the CD, and I looked and said, it's the same person. I couldn't believe it. I was floored. And at that point, we both were thinking to ourselves and said to each other, we have got to get in contact with her. This cannot be just some coincidence. This is fate. This is something that we really need to look at.
And, you know, it's so powerful that the two of you had to be in a place of prayer, of expectation. Like Dr. Stephanie Sears was saying, she was believing and searching for answers. And what I want my listeners to hear is that faith and belief are great tools that bring God and the supernatural into your life. What are the chances, Sonia, of you pulling out my CD after 2 years of it being in your drawer?
Right.
And just you felt impressed and led of the Spirit to pull it out. What are the chances Dr. Stephanie Sears of just going online just sort of aimlessly, sometimes it appears, and nothing just happens to come across my show, and I just believe that this is just so powerful. How do you girls feel about it?
I feel that it's divine in action.
Yes.
And I've been studying synchronicities for a long time, and understanding that when you've got those coinciding moments, that it is the divine talking to you.
Yes, most definitely.
And once I found out that Sonia already knew, I thought I was bringing someone to her that's new. I said, this is where we take inspired action.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that it is just kind of being aware of you're always in the right time at the right place.
Yes, most
and
definitely.
And being open to the divine coming in and telling you what to do. And so we knew that we needed to contact you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It is so amazing. I literally have chill bumps right now to just see how God is so concerned about every small, minute, intimate, intricate detail of our lives.
Yeah.
And my prayer is that God, I pray that when people are at night all over the world and that they are despondent or sad, that they would somehow be led to some of the tags of my show and click in and receive hope, click in and receive help, click in and receive motivation, inspiration, or revelation. And you two are a great example of that, and that's why I really appreciate you sharing with my listeners tonight. Do you have anything else that you would like to share?
Yeah, well, I was inspired by you 2 years ago, and that's part
Thank
of the
you.
Reason why I purchased the CD, because after you coming to our pre-planning when I was teaching school, and my principal brought you on, and after I saw all of the wonderful things that you were doing and I heard all of the great information that you gave all of the teachers at my school, I was inspired back then. And back then I was thinking about, well, maybe I can get in contact with Constance, but then I said, well, I'll get her CD right now. And I had no idea that 2 years later that you were going to come back into my life in this way. So it's definitely one of those things that Dr. Sears was saying earlier about, you know, things happening, being in the right place and everything happening right at the right time, because this is the time that I feel that we both were destined to talk to you. So it really wasn't one of those, it wasn't really a coincidence that I just happened to be cleaning my office and I just happened to come across your CD. It was supposed to happen so your name could be fresh in my head, so it could really sink in and be plain that when Stephanie brought your name to me and we both came to a revelation that, okay, we have got to get in contact with her. There was no doubt at that point. We knew that we had to get in contact with you.
That is so powerful. And you probably have no idea how impactful just the two of you sharing will really bring such hope to people. And I just appreciate you calling in and just looking forward to working with you.
Oh, we are looking forward to it. We know it's divine.
Well, thank you, too, so much. Wasn't that just great? Oh, my goodness. I have chill bumps. I hope I can go on. And we have another lady on the line that I'm going to get to in just a minute. And so as they were talking, did you see how God can just supernaturally bring things together for you? But one of the things that they were really doing, they were both seeking. Remember, Dr. Stephanie Sears said that she turned off the television. She got quiet. And sometimes you really need to do that in order to bring the supernatural into your life. Well, another law that I want to share is the law of giving. Give, and it is given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Now, when you hear that, most of you might be thinking, Constance, I know you're talking about money, but I am not talking exclusively about money. Do you want to bring the supernatural into your life? Begin giving. Einstein stated that everything goes in circles. He called it the boomerang effect, that whatever you give out will come back to you in a circular motion. So giving is a law of creation. You know something, when you give, you create a pattern for the law to work through. it cannot proceed to supply any need without a pattern. So many people might be saying, well, Constance, after I get some money, then I'm going to give. Well, I want to say to you, if you wish any good thing, you must first give some good to build upon. You can start sending out good wishes to others. Start giving your time or service. Start praying for others. Start giving away things that you no longer use. What about all those clothes that you don't wear? Maybe furniture, any clutter in your life. You need to really begin to give that. That's why there's a statement that says life abhors a vacuum. And when you get the clutter out of your life, you make room for the supernatural to come into your life. So what are you holding on to? What do you have in your life, in your home, in your closet that you can let go of to bring the supernatural in your life? You know, in my business, I always give more than what my clients pay for. That's why anyone who coaches with me for a year and pays up front, I literally give them 6 additional sessions, and it comes back to me 100-fold. Why is that? Because I understand the principle of giving. I understand that if I give more than what they're paying me for, that it will come back to me. And it's amazing to me, just like Dr. Stephanie Sears and Sonia said, they just found me on the internet, but I believe that it really came from a place of giving, that God supernaturally intervened in Stephanie's life and said, type in the law of attraction, and she found me. Also, if I have any clothes that I haven't worn in 6 months or a year, I don't care how much money I paid for them. I am going to give away, or I'm going to plant my clothes into another person's life. And you know something? I have 5 closets in my home. And seems like the more clothes I give, the more clothes that come back to me. So for people who are starting a business, you're trying to build a clientele, start sharing your services. Start giving your services. For years, I gave my services pro bono, and I saw that as seed in the ground that would one day produce the supernatural in my life. So the action step for that particular law is take a look at what you have that you are not using and begin to give it away. See that as seed in the ground that you are planting for your supernatural harvest in order to begin to bring the supernatural into your life. Isn't that amazing? Well, we have another caller, and I want to listen to hear what she has to say about her supernatural experience. Sheila Rhodes, how are you tonight?
How are you, Constance? I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Would you like to share with our listeners about your supernatural experience?
Yes, I would. I've been listening to you since you came on at 7 o'clock, and very excited to hear some of the things you've said, and even more so excited over some of the supernatural that has just happened over the last week within my own family that I'd like to share with you.
Okay.
I know that God meets us, Constance, at our point of need, and whether that's in a physical healing or emotional healing or spiritual healing or a search for a job or a career or resolving relationship difficulties or reconciling families, I know that He meets us at our need. And when we've had the supernatural encounter, a genuine with the Lord, your life is touched and changed, and it really is never the same again. Last weekend, matter of fact, I've got 2 experiences I had. Probably won't be able to share maybe with one because of time. But one that took place last weekend took place in my home. My son-in-law, I've got two married daughters, and one of them had come into town with her husband here for the weekend, and he has been suffering for over 10 years in his body from a severe back and shoulder injury that had occurred when he was in the military. And this is a young man. We're not talking about an older gentleman, right, but a young man in his 30s. And the physicians had told him that only the possible solution, only, and then this was only a possible solution, would be that maybe it could be corrected by surgery, and that that might not even work. And he goes to chiropractors, or did go to chiropractors, on a regular basis, like every Saturday he would go. And I remember over the years that he has gone even two or three times a week to a chiropractor. But last weekend, while they were here at the house, he and his wife, we had a weekend visitor who was a true prophet of God that came and spent the weekend also in my home. And while he was here in my kitchen, my husband and I asked this man of God to pray for our son-in-law and for this difficulty. And he asked God to heal our son-in-law, to realign his back, and to remove the constant pain that had been there for 10 years, nonstop, so bad that he can't even sleep at night. And God answered his prayer, and he was instantly healed, and he could touch the floor. I watched him. I was, a matter of fact, I had tears flowing down my face, Constance, because I watched my son-in-law stand up and touch the floor with his hands without pain. He had never been able to do this since the accident 10 years ago. He could lift his arm behind his back without pain. He'd never been able to do that since the accident. And he turned and he looked at both of us, my husband and I, and his words were, "Wow." And he was, I could see that he was almost unbelievable, because he really, to my knowledge, had never experienced the supernatural before, and especially at this level. And this was not tapping into, you know, a force of nature, but it was a compassionate and loving God who saw the need and answered the prayer, and he healed our son-in-law. Well, Sunday morning, that was on Saturday, Sunday morning, before church, I am a Christian and a believer in the Lord Jesus, and I remember you talking about pulling on a demand in our faith.
Right.
And that's exactly what went on in my kitchen, a demand of faith in God, believing that he really wanted and was going to do something special for my son-in-law. I knew it was not his divine purpose that he suffer the rest of his life. And so Sunday morning, a day later, my son-in-law went outside in the yard, and I watched him from the window, and I was noticing that he was bending down again, touching the ground, taking his arm, pulling it behind his back. And he came back in, and I said, "What are you feeling?" And he said, "Completely healed, Mom, completely healed."
Oh, my goodness.
It was supernatural. I watched it, Constance.
And so, Sheila, for our listeners all over the world who may be crying out, who may feel stuck, who may be in a very difficult place, who may feel alone, what would you say to them as far as bringing the supernatural in their lives? I know that a lot of times in my life, I did not even have the faith or the belief to really receive the supernatural provision that I needed, but God just so graciously and compassionately intervened in my life. So for somebody who's listening, you know, I have listeners all over the world, what would you say to them about the supernatural?
In order for a person to be able to tap into the supernatural, this is what I have found. And I've seen the supernatural. Last weekend was one of, I don't know how many times, Constance, I've seen this take place, not just in my family, but in the lives of others. And what I found is that God is a personal and a loving creator who desires a relationship with you. You can't manipulate God or force his hand to act, and he only responds to our faith. That is our belief and our trust in him. And, of course, like I said, as a Christian, my relationship with God begins with my faith in his son, Jesus Christ.
Hi.
And once that relationship is established, God hears my prayers and my requests for help. And finally, I'm learning, and I will continue to trust God in that he knows what's best for me. So he may not answer my prayers the way I think, but he was going to always answer them, Constance. And I've learned that sometimes, and even though a door may be closed, that door that's closed is just as much of an answer from God as an open door.
You know, so, that is so true, because there are many times in my life where I felt the closed door was just the end, that's it, you need to give up. But in fact, that was a new beginning for me, and had that door stayed open for me, I would not be in the place where I am today.
Absolutely. You are so right.
I know that you know a lot about, you've seen a lot of financial miracles also. What would you say to some people who may feel like, oh, my goodness, I just don't know where the money is going to come from, I just got laid off, or maybe one person was downsized? What words of encouragement could you speak into their lives?
Here again, I think the demand is on your faith level in the Lord. And when these types of situations occur, and they occur to all of us at some level, at some time in our life, we continue to have faith and to believe that the Lord is going to care for us, that He is aware of our situation, that He is going to make a way where there is not a way. And I have seen that happen in our own personal life. And you just don't ever give up. You continue to trust the Lord. You continue to have faith in God that He's going to take care of you in time, in the way that He sees what is best for your life. And He comes through. Now, He may not come through the way you or I would plan it out, but He's going to come through to do what is best for each individual person. He meets us constantly at our point of need.
And so that is so powerful, Sheila. Thank you for sharing. And I had Sheila to come on because she and I had lunch this week, and she asked me what was I going to speak on. And I said, I'm speaking on the supernatural, but I don't really have it all together. And she said, you should share some of your own experiences, Constance. And then the Spirit just revealed to me, no, get some other people to share their experiences. And I had just had that great report from Dr. Stephanie and from Sonia. And then, Sheila, I knew that you had that great report. So sometimes hearing from one, two, or three witnesses is a very powerful platform for my listeners all over the world to just begin to believe and trust God.
Yes, absolutely. That's the only way.
I want to thank you so much for calling in, Sheila.
Thank you so much, Constance.
You're welcome. Wasn't those two just very, very powerful demonstrations and testimonies of how the supernatural can really come into your life? I wanted you to hear that because I want you to begin to get faith and to expect for the supernatural and for miracles to come into your life. Well, I have a couple of more minutes. I want to talk to you about the law of increase and how the law of increase is another way that you can begin to bring the supernatural into your life. What is the law of increase? Let everything that have breath praise God, or the power of thanksgiving and gratitude. Praise and thanksgiving is the prerequisite for miracles and the supernatural. When you are thankful and give praise to God, multiplication and increase will occur in your life. I'm going to say that again. When you are thankful and give praise to God, multiplication and increase will occur in your life. I want you to even begin to praise God for the truth that has not even manifested in your life. Simply put, begin praising and thanking God for what you already have. Prayer should not be that you're begging, pleading, or just sounding all sad. It should really be a place when you pray and when you praise, you should be claiming. You should be declaring, decreeing, praising, and being joyfully thankful. Because remember, praise is an avenue of prayer through which the spirit law expresses itself. Did you know that when you praise, you actually open yourself up to the supernatural and to God? you actually lift your consciousness to a higher realm, and you become a greater channel to receive the good that is waiting for you. Your good is waiting for you. Praise and thanksgiving is the quickest way to the supernatural. Isn't that powerful? So, you know that doctors have told us that our cells really begin to expand in strength and capacity when we are grateful and when we praise. So when we praise the richness of God, the law and our thoughts are greatly increased in the mental atmosphere. You know, it's been proven that a failing business can be praised into success. And, you know, my business is a prime example of that. I guess about 10 years ago, I had major contracts with the state of Georgia, and all of a sudden, because of budgetary constraints, they came and said to me, "Constance, we're sorry, we are cutting your contract." And, of course, I was terrified. And so I was just struggling. I didn't know how to get clients. I was in fear. And this revelation came to me. Begin to thank God in advance for your clients before you actually have them. And I have been practicing that for years. And those of you who know that I'm supposed to be coaching you, I am already thanking God for you in advance. I say, "God, I thank you for my clients. I thank you that I have answers to their issues, to their problems, to their concerns. I thank you that I have solutions. I thank you that my clients come from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, from North America, from South America, from Europe, from Canada." Thanking in advance. And you know, when I first began to do that, because praise is so powerful and your words are so powerful, it is a law that brought multiple, many, various, diverse clients into my business. So praise changes your observation. When you're observing and when you're grateful for what you have, you are not limited in the past, but when you praise, you actually create a different vibration from which you are living. And you know, whatever you continually vibrate is what you will manifest. So praise is belief in action, and that action is present tense. So this is what I want you to do. Your action step for this particular law, the law of giving, is begin to look around in your home, look at your life, and begin to be grateful and praise God for what you have. Make a gratitude list. You know, Dr. John D. Martini, I think that he says that he writes down 200 to 300 things that he's grateful for every day, even the smallest thing, maybe clean water to drink. Begin to be grateful for that. And as you begin to praise, even in the face of adversity, you will begin to bring the supernatural in your life. Isn't that powerful? And one last law that I want to cover is the law of forgiveness. This is a powerful law. Forgive and you will be forgiven. You know, when you forgive, and this is very difficult. I have been there. I know what it's like for somebody to hurt you so deeply, you just want to hold on to it. But I didn't realize that as long as I held on to that pain, I created more of that. So when you forgive and release another person for what they did or did not do for you or to you, it is a powerful release for divine supernatural intervention to come into your life. As long as you are angry, upset, mad about what someone did to you, you become a prisoner of your own pain. And guess what? You stay in the victim mode, and that person or event is actually controlling your life at that time. All of you know that disease comes from not being at ease in your own life. You know, I have a great example of that. I had a client many years ago, and he came to me. He had been in the hospital with crippling arthritis, and he was trying to really get to the root of his problem. And what we soon discovered was that 20 years earlier that his brother had stolen money from him, and because of that, his business had failed, and he had been struggling all of his life. He was so angry. He was actually in a rage. He was furious. And because of that, and because he had walked in unforgiveness for 20 years, he had crippling rheumatoid arthritis. And so we finally realized that if he would let that go and forgive his brother, that he could be healed. And he said, I would rather die than forgive him. And that's exactly what happened. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it is a decision that you make. So this is the action step that you need to take for this law of forgiveness. Number one, realize that the process in forgiveness is you have to make a decision that you want to forgive. You are sick and tired of just living in the misery and being a victim in that particular area. And number two, you know, even sometimes the pain is so great and it's so powerful, you have to ask God to help you to want to forgive, because sometimes it has been so difficult that you're going to need supernatural help to help you to move on. I know I've had to do that in many situations. And the third thing is that it may take time for the process to bring healing to you. It doesn't have to, but it may. But you need to remember that it is a process. And number four, you know that you have forgiven when the pain is gone. You can talk about that situation. You might can even see that person. But when you see them, the pain is not there anymore. So your action step for that law in order to begin to bring more of the supernatural into your life is to make a list of anyone who you need to forgive and begin that process of forgiveness. As you forgive and release, you make room for the supernatural to manifest in your life. You know, it's almost July, and that's one half of the year that has gone by. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? I often tell my clients, you cannot think your way out of something that you behaved yourself into. So this year, if you want something different, this year, if you want to see something different, this year, if you want change in your life, you are going to have to make a change. You're going to have to do something different. And I always say change begins from the inside out. Because remember that what is happening in your life, what is showing up in your life, is just an outpicturing of what's on the inside. So my last law is the law of success. The law of success is a law that if you would utilize it, it will begin to bring the supernatural in your life. What is the law of success? He who thinks he can. You were born for abundance. You know that health, love, and wealth. Success is your DNA. You were made for progress. Each one of you, every person contains within himself the capacity for endless development. Infinite resources are at your disposal. There are no limits to the great, unlimited possibilities of your life. And so, how do you use the law of success? Success depends on you really adopting a new truth about who you are and who God is. Who are you in the earth and who is God? Once you get a clear picture of who you are, that you are powerful, that you are dynamic, that you are created in the image and likeness of God, that you were put here to really change things, then your actions will align themselves with your being. I always say that you attract from your being, and success is yours. So when you change your being, success will come to you. And any obstacles or any problems that may come up, they just really bring out what's really on the inside of you. Learn to find out what your gifts and your talents are, how to practice them, and how you can serve others. Because the law of success states that once you truly see yourself for who you are and you ask God for wisdom to develop a plan for your life, and just like Stephanie did, you get quiet, you turn off the television. You know, sometimes desperation needs to come to our lives. Sometimes we need to say, God, Spirit, Source, Infinite Intelligence, if you don't speak to me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I refuse to live another year like I did last year. I refuse to live beneath my potential. You need to get quiet as Stephanie did and hear from God. She just got an urge to go online. I've had so many people tell me, I couldn't sleep, and I went online and I typed in Law of Attraction, and I found you. That was divine intervention. And so you ask God for a plan for your life, and you take action daily. So what are your action steps for this? Take the time to write what your goals are for the remainder of this year. You have 6 months left. Do something different. Write a small plan as to how you can begin to take small baby steps toward your goals every day. And then identify other people who can help you and begin to see yourself living successful and living the life of your dreams on a daily basis. So what have we said tonight? We have said begin to expect the supernatural in your life. You've heard two testimonies, and I've also shared with you the different laws that you can begin to implement to bring the supernatural into your life. Begin to expect angels. Don't let that make you fearful. Miracles, supernatural occurrences, divine interventions, and things that don't normally happen in your life. And I want to end with this. Sometimes we don't have to do anything, and it's just the grace and mercy of God that loves us so much that will reach down and divinely intervene in our lives, really with no help of our own. Isn't that amazing and miraculous? Well, it has been a powerful show, and I cannot believe that I only have 3 minutes left. I want to thank all of you in the chat room. You guys have been so quiet. I guess you have been listening intensely to what's been going on. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I want to invite all of you to go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and there I have some great articles for you to read. I have some great MP3s where you can listen to me where I have been interviewed on other shows, and I have great products designed just for you. You know, some great tools that I developed are I have some great affirmation tapes, prosperity, self-love, and business that would really help you go to the next level in your life. My book, Secrets of Success, wow. That's 20 years worth of experience there, and you can go and download my book. I've had so many people tell me that part one has just miraculously changed their lives and their thinking, and I use it in all of my coaching sessions. And speaking of coaching, certainly I would love to partner with you. I would love to help to make the second part of your year just an unbelievable, unforgettable experience. And my coaching guarantee is that if you are willing to do the work, and if your life does not drastically change, and if, in fact, you probably would not even recognize yourself or your life because it would be so miraculous, I would give you your money back. Well, thank you again for joining me. I am so grateful to all of my listeners all over the world. Remember that I am on every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have to always remember this. And 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for all of my listeners on the West Coast. I just love all of you guys. And thank you so much for making my show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so appreciative, and I'm so grateful to God for you. Well, I want you to take the information that you heard, listen to this podcast again and again and again. And like I said last week, it takes 11 times for something to really get in your subconscious or spirit. Well, this is Constance Arnold saying thank you so much. Have a blessed week. And remember, all things are possible to him who believes. God bless you.